Good morning and welcome again to CrossLink Radio, where we talk about health from the eye teeth on down. I am Shirley Gutkowski, your host today and every day. And we try to bring you guests that bring different kinds of information to you to support health and to include the mouth when we're talking about health at all. So that's what we're doing again today. I have a special guest with me today from a company called Oralwise, and the product is kind of unique. It's called Gum Chucks. And believe me when I tell you, I'm not always forward thinking. And sometimes I get stuck in my, ugh, really, kind of an attitude, as well as just about everybody else. And when I first found out about Gum Chucks, I was like, oh, you have to be kidding me. Can we just give it up with the flossing already? And I put it all aside and I was like, whatever. And then it came back. You know how some things kind of slap you in the face? Well, that's exactly what happened. Gum Chucks kind of slapped me in the face. All of the Amy RDH online list members were talking about Gum Chucks and they were so excited about it and they were going on and on. And when I saw the booth at either the Chicago Midwinter Show or the Under One Roof Show, the booth was swamped with people. So I looked into it a little bit further and I found that they had some really cute little YouTube videos on. And I thought, wow, this is really helpful. This is helpful for the patients too. So when I started to sub more at this large group practice that I talk about all the time, I started recommending that my, 9 and 10 year old patients start to look on YouTube for Gum Chucks and recommended that their parents look at Gum Chucks, and they feel better about it. They don't feel like they're getting spanked about not flossing. 9 year olds need to be taught how to floss. That's fair. 45 year olds, I don't know anymore. But when they're that age, I really think that flossing really needs to take it needs to take some time, and it needs to be taught to these kids. So using Gum Chucks is a really easy way to floss for any age person, particularly those who are learning to use their hands or people who can't use their hands anymore. So that's why this Gum Chuck thing was all of a sudden so interesting to me. So I finally reached out to Oralwise, and I have on the line with us today Keith Allen, who is the owner of Oralwise. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
I'm awesome. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin, so it's all good here.
Wonderful. Well, it's a little cloudy where I am, which is usually a little bit odd because I'm in Southern California, but still, it's a good day.
Yeah, you're in the sweet spot of the USA, aren't you? Normally.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, depending on the day.
So fill us in a little bit on who you are and how you got involved in flossing, for crying out loud.
Wow. Well, this is, do I tell you the long version or the short version? Well, let's see, we're doing an interview, so I'll do the short version.
Okay.
I started off working in the entertainment industry many, many years ago, and I worked my way up sort of through the ranks. As a television producer, started off as a radio producer, and I ended up working in the marketing and branding side of the entertainment industry and creating marketing communication strategies. I ended up at a business convention that was set up for people who had sort of ideas for businesses but really didn't know how to execute, or they had gaps in their understanding or their management. And while I was there at this event, speaking, I ran into a gentleman who needed some advice on a quote-unquote healthy fast food restaurant. And so I was happy to sit and discuss his ideas with him and give him any advice I could. At the end of the meal that we were sitting down at, he broke out sort of these two sticks, if you will, that were connected by a piece of dental floss, and he started flossing his teeth. And, of course, my first reaction was sort of just like, what is that? And, like anybody, it was a little weird, and I've got to be honest. And I mean, like, kudos to this guy for taking care of his oral health, but yeah, it was a little strange. And anyhow, I asked him what it was, and he said, well, I invented this for myself because I don't like to put my hands in my mouth, but I have to take good care of my hygiene because my oral hygiene, because I had a couple of issues in the past. And I was just so intrigued by this thing, and they looked like little miniature nunchucks.
Mm-hmm.
So to speed the story up, a couple weeks went by. I couldn't stop thinking about the idea. And then finally I said, you know, we can call these things gum chucks because they look like nunchucks, but they're for your gums. I said, this is a fun business idea.
Yeah.
It fell into the wheelhouse of my background, which is communication. And so anyhow, I called him up and I said, hey, listen, I really want to take this personal flossing device of yours and turn it into an actual product. And he was very open to it, and the rest is history. We created a company over 5 years ago, and we initially created a company that was, the product was initially developed for children, mm-hmm. and we've since found that adults and ortho patients, as we developed the product, fell in love with it. So it's an interesting story, like many, for entrepreneurs who come up with ideas, but this one has been very close to my heart. And very special project for me that has been very rewarding.
Well, and it is fun. You guys have really done a nice job with creating different handles and different colors. And when I learned about the flossing sticks for ortho, I was like, oh, finally. I couldn't even bear to recommend flossing to a kid with braces anymore. I just couldn't do it. Nobody does that. You have to have an extra 2 hours a day as a grown-up to floss your braces. And I just really just wasn't even interested in teaching that anymore to the kid patients. And offering them a tool that will help them floss that doesn't include sewing, I think is fantastic. So can you kind of go into how these different types or prototypes or whatever evolved?
Sure. Well, it was when we first started the company Gum Chucks, I have to say there's a couple things I because I'm not a dental professional, there's a couple things I was not aware of, which is that the correct way, the recommended way of flossing is to make that C shape and wrap around the whole surface of the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what biofilm was or bacterial clouds. It took me to go through the process to become educated about what this meant. And a little more background, before I got into the entertainment industry, I was actually a pre-med student, and I'm very fascinated with science to begin with. So when we started to get into bacterial management, it was a light bulb for me. And because I realized that, you know, flossing, no matter what you think of it, if you do it, it helps. And
right.
It's better for you. And so we thought, okay, look, let's start this thing off with kids because ideally, we want to teach children the easiest target to adopt a healthy habit at an early age to for a healthier lifestyle growing up. So we started off with the kids. The adults started to like it, and then all of a sudden people came to us and they go, look, what about ortho? So we got together with one of the top doctors in the country, Dr. Tommy Neighbors out of Nashville, Tennessee, and another gentleman from a very prestigious dental school, which I'm not allowed to say the name of. And we sat around as a group. Politics. We sat around as a group and said, okay, how can we get this thing over the archwire?
Mm-hmm.
And so we developed a tip called orthogami, because it wouldn't be Gum Chucks without some marketing terms.
Sure.
And orthogami will allow anybody with braces, get this, to floss, or truly floss, in mm-hmm. less than 2 minutes. Average time length is about a minute and a half. Now, I have to say, the key, the trick, the everything to Gum Chucks is the fact that it is so much faster and so much easier, which is all the patients care about, than any other form of flossing, that is why they do it daily when no one's looking. And so now when we go back to my initial point of not understanding what biofilm was and bacterial clouds, When you're disrupting that on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
or more frequently than just 2 days before you go see the dentist, then you are doing a good job of maintaining oral health from home, therefore managing it, rather than only treating it from a chair.
Exactly.
So this was a big deal for our ortho patients who either they or their parents had invested a lot of money in their smile, and they needed to take care of it because they didn't know what white spots were, and most people don't until it's too late.
Yep.
So orthogami has been an incredible tool for those with braces to be able to floss faster, easier, and more effective. I don't mean to sound like a commercial, but those three points are the cornerstones for why this product works and why it works more than just once, but daily.
Well, and they're pinch points. And let's face it, nobody is, in my experience, okay, so I was a full-time 40-hour-a-week dental hygienist from 1986 to 2003. And the ortho patients, unless they are a very focused, you know, 17-year-old young woman or anybody over 30 who's reinvesting in braces for probably the second time, yep, they're not going to floss. They just can't. They just can't. Mm-hmm. The job is to take a little piece of stiff kind of plastic, like a fishing line, and put the floss through that, and it looks like a threader, like you would for sewing. And then you would have to force, or not force it, but feed that filament under the wire, pull it through, put the floss between the teeth, push it on this side, push it on that side, take it out from between the teeth, and then take it out from under the wire, then go back in and go under the wire again in the next set of teeth. I mean, even describing it is going to take me more than 2 minutes.
And, yeah.
And it's just not done, and it's not easy. And you're right, flossing is a really good tool to remove oral biofilm from between the teeth and underneath the gums up to a certain point. And 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds and all that age group right in there, that is the prime time to get used to flossing, and they will have the healthiest gums out of everybody when they're 40. But if you don't pick up that habit or you find it too hard, it's just never going to happen, or it's never going to be sustained. And this tool, I think, really does help it, the potential for sustained use.
Yeah, it does. And what we have found is we've learned so much about that tip, the orthogami tip. We've made a couple corrections to it recently. We had some people say, well, you know, listen, it works great, but, you know, we wish it would go more subgingival on facial. See that? See, I'm going talking like a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
I learned so much about this thing. Okay, so what we did is we extended the tip 1 millimeter, which, you know, it's most, wow, people in layman's terms not sound like a lot, but we know that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to actually go much more subgingivally on facial. And so we are now shortening the floss to make it more aggressive on the anterior so we can really wrap around and, you know, disrupt that biofilm in some of the most critical areas where, you know, we build up the most calculus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really cool experience for us to learn about this product and to develop it further as we've gone. And I think that's sort of the cornerstone of what Oralwise is, as the makers of gum chucks. We really are very proud of the fact that we want people to love our company as much as our products.
Yeah.
So we listen to people. Yeah. You know, and not to get too philosophical, but I think that in life, people listen to respond or they listen to hear. And we are notorious and committed to listening to hear. So Gum Chucks has been successful because of that philosophy and because of the fact that we developed something that patients will use. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you can send someone home with a Cavitron. They're not going to know what to do with it. So when you send them home with something, they actually, it's intuitive and fun and cool. And you know, I can't believe I mentioned it sooner, but one of the best parts about Gum Chucks that has passed through children, adults, and everybody in between is shooting the tips. People love to, when you're done flossing, you push these buttons at the end of the handles, and the tips shoot off into the trash can. You never had to touch the floss. So that was the biggest complaint, by the way, amongst flossers was,
oh, really?
Having to unravel. Oh, yeah. We did a full focus group, and we found that the number one complaint was unraveling wet, yucky, disgusting floss from a purple fingertip that had been cut off from blood circulation.
Yeah.
So there was that, and then of course the funniest one, which we internally, from an industry perspective, we all laugh at, which was the gums bleed, which is, yeah, because uh-huh, there's infection. You need to be flossing, and that won't happen anymore. So, yeah, it's been a very cool experience for us to develop this company, and I'm really proud of what we have done as a team. We have an amazing team of people that we work with every day, and you know, it's kind of funny. You know, you come into our office and people get all excited about flossing. In fact, I have to tell you, this is sort of a little plug here. One of the biggest things that's happened to us in the last month is we won the Henry Schein Best New Product of the Year Award.
Wow.
So that was a really big, that was a big deal for us. We were at their annual event, and we got to go up on stage, and we won this big award, and it was just very exciting for us because, after all, this company started literally in my kitchen, at my kitchen table with me and my wife.
Wow.
So, yeah,
this has been a really cool success story because, really, it's only been 5 years, right? So you've really made a huge impact on dental hygienists anyway. So that's pretty amazing.
You know, it's funny you mention that. I have to say, one of the things I think that is the most shocking or surprising for us is that the impact we made was that dental hygienists had constantly come up to us and said, you know, you've given us a tool for dentistry, but you've also given us a great tool for communicating mm-hmm. the importance of oral health. And you know, that's a big deal because for the longest time, all we really had was a spool of floss to say, hey, you need to do this. And, you know, here's how you do it properly. Or, you know, depending on your level of commitment to explaining it to people, it really Gumshucks has given people a tool that they can show patients and say, look at this. This is cool and this is how it works. And the patients now connect with that and they go, oh, I get that.
Yep. Yep. It's a whole different facial expression when I tell these families to go and look on the internet for YouTube for flossing for Gumshucks. And they're intrigued. They have a different relationship with me because I'm not just a whiny, bossy, you know, blah, 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 kind of a hygienist. And I give them an opportunity to use the internet for what it's intended, you know, its best use for, and that is to educate. So your videos are pretty fun. I haven't seen them now in a few months, but I remember them being cute and fun and makes the product even look a little, I don't know if you could make it look more exciting, but it does.
We've added some new videos too, so I encourage you and all your listeners to go to it. And, you know, if you don't mind, I'll tell you, the best place to go see our videos is either through our website, which is www.gumchucks.com, G-U-M-C-H-U-C-K-S, gumchucks.com, or you can go to YouTube, youtube.com/gumchucksmedia.com. I'm sorry, youtube.com/gumchucksmedia.
Thanks for that. So, there's plenty of places to find out, you know, and even why you need to floss. I think that we as dental hygienists kind of miss the boat on that, that we give them information that's not helpful. We say to avoid cavities, but really we're trying to remove that biofilm and get rid of bad breath and get rid of the bacteria that get into your bloodstream. And, you know, that I think that's a different message than just do it because you're not going to get cavities. And having something this easy to use is really, really a game changer. The flossers that we've been using in the past to help people not have to have purple fingers and not get their hands in their mouth have never been able to maintain that real good C around the tooth. And that's been eliminated now with the Gumshucks, I think.
Well, hopefully it has. I mean, you know, all we can ever hope for here is that we are able to help improve people's understanding. You know, going back to my experience from being a pre-med student, was that I think for the longest time in this business and in this community, if you will, is that there was such a separation between the dentist and the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really have been very encouraged to, and this has been a big connection between myself and Dr. Neighbors, is that we've been so focused on the fact that if you have a dental problem, you have a medical problem.
Yep.
Mouth is a body part, right? I mean, that's obvious. Like, you can't separate the mouth from the body. So if we have a dental problem, we have a medical problem. And I love to see that the community has really connected. I mean, it used to be when I got a cleaning, I would go in and have my teeth, you know, polished and, you know, flossed and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe do an x-ray once a year, and that was it. Now I go in and I go in, and it's not like this everywhere, but I go for a cleaning and I have my pulse checked. I have checked for oral screening for cancer, screen for oral cancer. you know, I just, it's a completely different experience now. In fact, my doctor even takes slides and puts them under a phase contrast microscope and shows me, you know, what's happening inside my mouth. So the world of dentistry and medicine has really been coming closer together, and at the core of all of it is sort of this understanding that bacterial management is important, and it affects your overall health. And when we can address that, we're doing a better job as professionals, we're doing a better job as a community, which is growing this profession.
I agree with that 100%. I've often said that, you know, we've kind of known that the mouth is attached, but we've never acted like it. We just focus on the teeth, we just drill away, and we call it a day and tell people to floss and send them home. But we don't, like I was kind of alluding to earlier, this is a bacterial management kind of a position. There's no other body part that's half out in the world and half in the body, and that interface needs to be managed better. There's, you know, arguments about what paleo has done, and, you know, people in paleo ages had all their teeth and they didn't have floss. They didn't have the diet that we have, and they didn't have all of this other stuff that we have to deal with. And managing that biofilm, the first line of biofilm management is mechanical disruption. After that is where everything else can come in, like xylitol and essential oils and supplements and all that stuff. But you have to still break up that biofilm, and flossing and brushing are the best ways to do that.
Oh, yeah. But, well, Gum Sharks is here to help in any way we can. In fact, you know, I would love to be able to offer any of the listeners the ability to come to our website and get a discount on the product. Why don't we come up with just a, right here on the spot, a clever phrase for us to be able to offer people a 20% discount on products so they can try it. How about we do, I don't know why, but this is becoming ringing in my head. How about we do Shirley 101? Shirley in the number is 101. I love that because it's sort of the 101 of it all, you know?
That's awesome.
So there's a promo code for you guys, and I'll make sure that it's all set up, and you can come and try out any of the Gum Sharks products and sample it for yourselves, and we hope to hear your feedback, by the way. It's something I genuinely, like I said earlier in the interview, we listen to hear, and I really appreciate feedback.
Well, and I noticed that, too, when you are at the shows and you have a booth, and the people are just crowded around there, and you do have a different kind of a conversation with everybody than, you know, just a sales conversation.
Yeah. No, absolutely. We only employ at the booth. You'll find myself usually. I love to be on the front line of everything. You'll find we have a hygienist or a dental assistant working with us, and the conversation is really a peer-to-peer experience. Because one of the big pushbacks we had was that people said, "Well, okay, we really like Gum Sharks, but you know, we're not salesmen and we're not here to sell your product." So we said, "Well, how about you just recommend it?" And I wasn't trying to be clever with wording, but the truth is, sometimes it just takes a shift in how you perceive things. So if the shift is we're not selling, but we're recommending, and we have it here at the practice or the office up front, well, then what's the big deal? I mean, you're providing a service to begin with. You are charging for it. You are selling this service. And when you send people home with a set of Gum Sharks, you're just enhancing their take-home experience. You're giving them something to take home that's going to help improve their oral health, which is at the core of all of our jobs. So, you know, the conversation we have is a peer-to-peer, here's how we recommend it to patients. We offer free webinars to anybody who wants to bring it into their offices. We really support those who support us.
I didn't know you had office webinars. That's pretty nifty, too. So, like a lunch kind of thing?
Sure. We do have a special that we sell at the trade shows, and I don't want to get into the sales part of Gum Sharks because, you know, I don't feel like what this interview is all about. But I will tell you that we do have certain show specials and things like that that we offer people, which include a free lunch and learn. But if somebody, you know, if it's more of just a, hey, we're interested in your product and we're not sure if we want to buy it yet or sell it, but can we learn more about it as a group in our office, and then we'll provide a free webinar. And then everybody grabs lunch, and we do a digital webinar from our office. And the good thing about that is, even if your office was literally next door to mine, we would still do the digital, the webinar, because right. the Gumchuck's tips are so small that it's much easier to show it on a camera that enhances it and enlarges it on a screen that everyone can see.
Yeah. You also have ProLine. So hygienists are using this as part of their treatment in the dental office?
Yeah. Yes, we have a product called ProTac, and ProTac is our ProLine, which are autoclavable surgical grade aluminum handles that allow people to that allow you as a dental professional to demonstrate chair side. But here's the fun part. Use the ProTac line with the ortho tip, and now you're taking threading out of every cleaning. Well, 80% of the cleanings. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously if someone comes in with severe inflammation over the bracket, you know, you got to get more aggressive and take the wire off and do a lot more work. But if you're just doing an ortho cleaning, you can use the ortho tip with the ProTec line, and these handles are just amazing. People love these handles.
That's pretty cool, and it helps promote the use of the Gumchucks at home.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, you know, it's the one dental tool that you can use that you can send people home with. And think of it that way. I mean, it's something that is, again, it bridges the conversation about the importance of oral health. It just provides so many advantages to your experience and what you do on a daily basis. And, you know, look, really what it becomes is a tool in your toolbox as a part of your job to just kind of mix it up and, you know, not make every cleaning the same. You get to kind of just, you know, I'll try some Gumchucks on this patient, or this patient looks great, I don't need them. Or here's an ortho patient. It makes work more fun. In fact, if you look at our Facebook page, to plug another one of our communication platforms, if you look at our Facebook page, I don't know how far down, because we get a lot of comments on our page, but about a month or so ago, we had a couple of people simultaneously within 2 days of each other write, I never thought I'd ever say this, but I can't wait for the next ortho patient to come in. Excited to use my ortho dummy.
Oh my God! That's an awesome testimonial.
Yeah, it was great. That's the thing. I love hearing things like that. And, you know, Shirley, look, you even admitted, hey, when I first saw this Gumchucks thing, I was like skeptical, like, oh, come on, what's another gimmick, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, we've had so many people that have converted because they see this and they go, gimmick, because Gumchucks. They're rhymes with Gumchucks. Ha ha ha. You know, and you have to understand that wasn't designed to speak to you, the dental professional, as much as the patient.
Right.
And this has been like the sort of disconnect. The patients I saw some statistic put out by NPR the other day, and I tried to pull it up. I have to find this. They something ridiculous. And I'm not exaggerating on this, by the way. That people said that they would rather clean their toilets or iron. They had a whole list of things that they would rather do than floss. So there was this whole thing on flossing, and it was from like the ADA, and it was hilarious, and it was like the study they did. And I was so blown away by this, because if you're just recommending people floss, come on, let's face it, it's just not going to work.
Right.
You can point out a few people, but I can also point out a guy named Steve Jobs, and, you know, who created this company called Apple. Like, I mean, it's like, of course there's great examples of success stories here, but the general rule of thumb is and will always be that if you're just recommending flossing, generally speaking, 80% of the people, at the very least, are not going to do it.
That's right.
Now, we at Gumchucks, and this is a fact, have over the past almost 3 years now of selling the product on the market, we are now selling monthly. 43% of our sales are refills.
Holy cow.
So if you look at that statistic compared to the 10 to 12% of the population that probably flosses on a regular basis,
4%.
We've quadrupled 4%. It almost. We've definitely tripled it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a better than average, if you will, response to the product and what people are doing at home, again, when no one's looking.
Yeah. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. We're kind of at the end of our time here, and I appreciate you sharing. Will I see you at Under One Roof?
Yes, you will. And I am so excited to meet you in person, Shirley. And I know you've come by the booth before and we've been too busy, but please butt in and say, put your hand out and say, I'm Shirley.
Okay.
And I'll probably reply.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Keith. Have a great rest of
the day. Thank you, Shirley. And thank you for allowing me to talk about this product. I'm so excited to be able to do so. Thank you again.
You're very welcome. And that was Keith Allen from Gumchucks and Oral Wise. And you can find out more information about Gumchucks at gumchucks.com and use the discount code Shirley101. That was kind of cool. I didn't know that was going to happen. If you want to order some samples, you can also find out some more of the videos there on the YouTube channel called Gumchucks Media. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. Thanks for joining me on CrossLink Radio. And don't forget to share these episodes so that your friends and your family can know what you know.